Well, welcome here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, Encore Show for January the 2nd, 2020. And as I was saying to the pre-show audience, it seems like only yesterday that we were doing that Facebook Live and there was a lighter sitting too close to the fire in the fireplace behind me, and it exploded like a gunshot right in the middle of our Facebook Live. Well, we review that very event on this Encore Show, so it was over a year ago that the lighter exploded. Let's see what we say about that and other things. The panel and I return from our holiday break. We also have Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and he discusses that very event, the exploding lighter. And let's see who else. Herb Sewell joins Jay to protest the use of his voice with animate images that I create on my phone for our Instagram account. I don't know how many of you guys have seen those, but I do these animoji heads. So all of that and more coming up today on our Encore Show from January the 2nd, of 2019 on this show today, 2020, January 2, the world famous Phil Hendry Show, and like that. All right, world famous Phil Hendry Show, philhendryshow.com. Welcome to the program, and we're back.
We are back from our vacation, I guess the Christmas vacation.
Yes.
And a lot of things happened. Phil, you got a new phone.
Well, Phil got a new phone. I don't know what you're talking about there.
That's not the big news.
Yeah, the big news is...
I'm going to get to the big news.
Do you want me to do it?
No, excuse me. I do the big breaking news. Then you come in after that, Phil. Then, General, you float in.
Float in?
I'm trying to...
Giving the batting lineup.
The batting lineup? What is this, a frat house?
Wait a minute. You're giving...
Yes, I'm giving the batting order.
Well, it still sounds like a frat house.
I'm giving...
Margaret's giving us the line. So... It starts out with you.
I do the main headline, then, you know what?
Go ahead.
So I'll start and say that the big news from this past week, other than Phil's personal life, which he doesn't want to talk about, is that right, Phil? You don't want to?
Yeah, that's right. I don't want to. And there isn't anything...
Well, you were talking about it during the pre-show.
I wasn't saying anything specific during the pre-show.
Well, you were saying, hey, okay.
God, Mr. Jones, all we're trying to do is get... All the relatability going.
We're trying to make it relatable, Phil.
I get relatable with what happened.
Okay, sir. Yes, the Fuhrer here, during the chat on Friday night, this guy here to my left, a good man, some may say a really good man. Others may say no. Some.
All right, Margaret, let me do it.
No, I'll do it. Anyway, he left a lighter too close to the fire. It exploded.
Jesus, Phil. I know.
It exploded. It sounded like a gunshot, Phil. And people all over the fan page there at Twitbook?
Facebook.
Facebook. My God, they were roiling with excitement and with fright and with fear.
Yeah, everybody was talking about how... Geez, you know, they'd never seen nothing like it.
Well, Phil, you printed.
Yeah, one of our listeners in Seattle, Joanna, said she was watching, and she saw her eyes explode. She was watching the replay.
So she wasn't watching it live?
No. And I guess if you watch the replay, you can really get an eyeball full, because you can back it up and watch the very moment. And I think the very moment, and, you know, this is the whole thing about events like that.
Well, right at the very moment that the
lighter...
I'm doing it, bud.
That the lighter exploded, Phil's face looked dork-like.
And I wanted to say it.
All right, I mean...
Would you guys knock it off? It's no big thing. Yeah, the minute the thing exploded...
You didn't see Phil, you just went, yeah.
Not Margaret. Boy, there's no woman on earth that can sound as butch as you when you want to.
Take that back right now.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So anyway, as somebody was saying, yeah, when the lighter exploded...
The point being, Phil left the lighter too close to the fire. Now, there was ample warning given. Jeff Baker, one of our dear friends and one of the show insiders, shall we say, from Bozeman, Montana, was watching and said he saw very clearly where the lighter was, right?
Yeah, well, Jeff said, and so did Joanna up in Seattle. She said, I saw that lighter sitting there, and I knew... You were headed for disaster. I had no idea what happened. Jay Santos alleges, and we're going to put him on the air here in just a moment, he alleges that he somehow knew with just seconds to go, this is what he was telling me anyway, somehow knew with seconds to go that that there was going to be a major problem, and that's when he decided to move in on the thing. We're going to bring Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police on right now, as a matter of fact, and give us the lowdown on just exactly what did happen on Friday night during the chat. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police joining us. Jay?
Well, better question is, how are you doing, Phil? Yeah. That's right, the theme music, Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police. Better question, though, Phil, is how are you doing? And do you feel, you know, are you feeling one piece, or do you feel, you know, what do you feel like?
Okay, did you get it out?
Yeah, I got it out. I'm just...
Well, what did I feel like?
Yeah, Jay, look, Jay's just concerned for you, as we all are, Phil.
All right, I'm sorry, Jay. Yes, I was frightened. I didn't know what it was. Eventually, we found the...
But it found a piece of the lighter.
Yeah, there were a piece of the lighter. That was, I was going to do that, Robert, because that's part of what I do, which is the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Well, Jay was there. Jay was hosting the chat. He hosted part of the chat.
I hosted the first part of the chat. Then I went. I had some cold cuts that you was laid out and everything.
Yes, Phil had cold cuts laid out, yes. Cold cuts, the bolognese and so forth.
Right.
What's so funny about that?
Look at these my God, mention bologna and they think of penis, don't you?
Well...
No, I don't.
Yeah, you did, and I did too. So let's not lie about it.
What is with you guys? Are you going to get to the story or not?
I really am going to get up and leave unless someone around here, somebody, takes charge and makes a decision.
All right, I got it. So, Jay, tell us about it. What happened?
I had hosted part of chat, and I think anyone who saw the chat could see very clearly what happened. I had hosted part of chat, and I hosted part of the chat.
Yeah, you hosted part of the chat, man. Then what? Take it easy, will you?
Easy, easy, Robert.
No, Jay's dragging it out.
I'm trying to collect my thoughts. I hosted the opening part of the chat, and I answer a few questions, and then I turned it over, I think, to you, Phil, and I went over and had some cold cuts. They had bolognese and they had the salamis.
What? Would you grow up?
I'm trying to think of what it was I was doing. Then I listened to the chat, and I know that some other people came in. I think, Margaret, you were there.
Yes, I was there, and a couple of other folks were, as we usually do on Facebook Lives, ladies and gentlemen, we congregate either at Phil's place or we go over to Bobby Dooley's or somewhere. And Phil will host. We'll all be there. Someone will make...
What?
Well, I don't like the use of the word spread. What are you laughing at?
What's your story, man? So they use the word spread.
They?
Someone's using the... Someone lays out a spread. There, you want to laugh at that? Because I'm telling you right now, if someone does, someone dies.
All right.
All right, I'm sorry. So in any event, yes, generally someone will lay out a spread. Either it's a cold cut thing or... 1 week we had... who did the fajitas?
That is Miss Dooley.
Yes, Bobby laid out the fajitas.
See, there you go with laying it out.
Yeah, that's the only problem I have is when you talk about laying it out.
Will you guys knock it off and let's get to it?
What is the story?
You guys with the double entendre about the cold cuts, bologna, and someone laying out fajitas.
And there's Phil laughing.
So, then what?
Then what was, there he goes with then what again.
Yeah, it sounds like you're waiting for the Brazilian.
I know what I said.
Anyway, I was there, I was having a cold cut, I was talking to Bobby or I think Steve Bozell had stopped by or something, and I then saw Phil the lighter, and that's when all hell broke loose.
And I know you're sitting around the fire as I am.
So all right, now I've got
like
the...
All right, this is it. This is the chat here on video. A lot of you can see it if you're watching on the BSP.
All right, Margaret, hold on.
Hold on for a second, Margaret. Back it
I
up,
like
Phil.
Fire.
Why? I want to see where the lighter is.
I think it was the...
There it is. There it is right there. See it?
I just saw Phil backed it up a little bit. Yes, we can see the lighter sitting right there.
Commode, yes.
All right, folks. Now what we're going to do is... If you're watching this on Phil TV in HD, obviously there's a whole lot of editing we have to do. However, we're tightening this for the purposes of the show, if you'll pardon the expression, tighten.
Yeah.
And
all right, Phil.
So let me just move forward to the fateful moment.
I'm walking out of a bar at night, me and three guys. General,
oh
you're telling
God.
Me all of these fights took place? No, fight? Who said they
yeah,
were fight?
Yeah, there's a lighter right there.
That was heavy, man.
There. Okay, so watch. So here it comes, folks. We found the spot. I'm talking, General Shaw, you were there.
I was there. I forget. I completely forget this entire incident.
All right, here we go.
Note, I think it's only fair to tell you that I'm leaving now. I'm going to go off, probably try to wake up Frank Gray because I need a ride home.
Frank cannot drive, okay? I'll drive you home. But you're not leaving now, are you?
Well, what's everybody doing?
We're going to stick around and have a few more drinks.
You can clearly see the lighter.
God almighty.
Yeah, the lighter's right there.
Stick around and have a couple more cocktails.
Yo, whatever you say, Dickman, okay?
It doesn't look like there's any fire near it, but it's getting hot.
Oh, shit. That's wild. That's a wild thing. That was a beautiful
thing. Let's do it again.
Ooh, Delton about something. What are you talking to Lang about? Yo, whatever you say, Dickman, okay?
God damn.
Oh, shit. That's wild. That's a wild thing. That was a beautiful thing.
Let me see if I can back that up one more time.
Our cocktails?
Phil, how many times do you want to hear it?
Yo, whatever you say, Dickman, okay?
God damn.
Oh, shit. That's wild. That's a wild thing. That was a beautiful thing. Did you hear that? Did you see that? Thunder, you okay? Something exploded in the fireplace, man.
What was that?
Thunder, you okay? Thunder's okay.
And you should tell everyone right now, Phil, that Thunder was all right.
Thunder was fine. Thunder didn't get touched. Jay Sanis is on the line with us still for the Citizens Auxiliary Police. So, Jay, you heard that.
Yes, I did hear it, and I think what you need to do now is sort of turn this over to me a little bit, because I've got a little bit of the story that, you know, I can tell the audience on, you know, what transpired.
Okay, go ahead.
First of all, Phil, do you want to... Are you going to put the ocean and...
Am I going to do what?
Well, you got the ocean background. You still have it on a video cast.
I'll put the... Yes, I'll...
It doesn't matter to me.
What do you care whether it's the ocean?
Because it's distracting if you see what's going on, and I'm trying to...
Actually, I think it helps.
All right. In any event, what happened, Phil, was I saw at the last minute, I saw the lighter. And I looked at the lighter, and I knew it was heating up. And that's when I rolled.
You did what?
Hold on, General, because I'm telling the truth right now.
And I'm showing a piece of the lighter on the video cast right now. I'm showing the piece of the lighter, which I can't identify. It was one of our listeners, one of the people who was on the chat that was watching the video cast. They identified that as the lighter.
Yeah, well, that's pretty easy. I can see that. I knew it was a lighter, too. But I saw the lighter was getting hot. I could just tell the lighter was getting hot. And right before the lighter exploded, I dove and rolled. I did a dive and a roll. And I tried to grab Thunder and to roll away with her.
Yeah, okay. And how can you prove any of this?
I can't prove any of it because no one... I'm telling you, I swear to God, I did a roll. Okay?
You did a roll, like maybe a sushi roll, huh?
All right, you know, forget it. Never mind. I'm telling you right now, you want to know how that cat's life was saved, Phil? I rolled, grabbed Thunder, and then did a full roll.
You rolled and grabbed Thunder?
That's correct, yes.
I know nobody saw you do this, Mr. Santos.
I understand no one saw me do it, Robert. I get that. Okay, I understand that. I'm trying to let you monkeys, excuse me for saying it, but I'm trying to let you chowderheads.
All right, let's knock it off with the chowderhead.
All right, but I'm just trying to let you guys know what happened. And what happened was, you know, I was there. I seen it. I knew right away what was going down. Okay, I could tell what was going down. And I seen what was going down. And that's when I decided that I needed to make a roll and, you know, and grab a cat.
You know, and look at Santos, with all due respect, I'm getting a little weary of this. You had to make a roll.
What I'm saying is it's very typical. Do you know anything, General, I know you're in the military, but do you know anything about, you know...
Didn't we have this conversation already?
Oh, no, I'm asking, do you know anything about police work or law enforcement?
You know, I could ask you, do you?
Oh, man.
Let's say that you know about law enforcement, Jay.
No, let's say, not just say it. Yes, I do. And a general doesn't. And one of the things you do is you roll out. You go into a tight ball.
Oh, this is going into the tight ball thing. You know, we got Herb Sewell coming up, Phil, because of the floating head thing.
Yeah, and I also want to discuss that.
All right, let me just grab a hold of the conversation here. Big deal, if I may, Mr. Henry.
Go ahead, bud.
What Jay's saying is he says he saw that the lighter was going to explode. And that's when he made the decision to go ahead and roll into it. Is that right, Jay?
Go ahead and roll into it.
But what I'm saying is you went into a ball.
I saw the lighter, and I saw the cat.
What was it about the cat?
God, Mr. Ernie, you go, what was it about the cat?
Phil, you did start to... You're screeching a little bit like a hysterical girl.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much.
What was it about the cat, man? It made you think you had to save the cat and not Phil.
Well, not Phil. I'm gonna go into a ball roll and grab Phil. If he rolls on top of me, I...
You know, Jay, in a minute, I'm going to throw you off the air because I think you're kidding.
That's what it sounds like to me.
I swear to almighty God, Phil, when I saw the lighter, something told me it was about to go. I dove, I grabbed Thunder, I got into a tight ball and rolled against the far wall. Thank you very much.
Can't hang up, man.
You know full well you can't hang up.
I know that, but I don't have to talk.
All right, look. You know, this always happens on this program. Someone tells us a very heartfelt story, a story that obviously comes from their very guts, one that frightened them. And what does Phil do after a blind man shows Phil something that he worked his entire life on? Phil lifts his leg to it and marks his territory like he's a dog in an alley, and what he's looking at is a garbage can. Isn't that right, Phil?
No, that's not right.
What?
You're saying no, it's not right.
No, I'm saying no, it's not right. I'm not saying no, it's not, but it's a right, which is what you just said.
Well, you people really need to get it together.
You know, I'm going to walk out of here in a minute.
What's your point, Margaret?
I thought you'd be on... Would you turn that down?
Yeah, we've got the thing on there, man. Just pull that... Yeah, thank you. Because what happened after that...
Excuse me, I'm talking?
Go ahead.
You, Phil, need to take seriously people when they are telling you a story that means something to them.
That's all I'm trying to say. Okay?
Oh, God, you're going to start crying.
Well, I'm telling you...
Look, Jay, if you saved my cat, then thank you. All right, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh. First of all, I never saw you, and I saw the general, and I saw a couple other people. I didn't see you.
That's because I've...
He got into a ball and rolled against...
That's what you're saying.
Yes. When I saw Thunder, I saw the lighter. I saw Thunder sitting on a seagrass ottoman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's when I made my move and I made my decision. A split second decision in law enforcement. Ask any law enforcement. Okay?
Any law enforcement officer.
Yeah, any law enforcement officer.
Would you guys get that right? It's officer.
Officer.
Officer, I'm sorry. And you'll get into a tight ball and you'll roll. Wow.
What's the problem?
Because now I'm starting to think, you know, sexual entendre and everything.
Well, all right, I will only say this. Thank you for saving my cat, Jay.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I mean that. Thank you for... I didn't know where Thunder went. I didn't know what had happened to her. I did know she was fine because I saw her a few minutes later.
That's right. I let go of her. She was scared, and I was holding on to her, and then I saw she was about ready to, you know, claw my eyes out. So she wasn't going to claw my eyes out, but she was okay, and she wanted to get hiding under a bed or something.
Yeah, she generally runs under a bed. Is that what she did?
Yeah, she took off for that back bedroom, and she hid underneath the bed.
Because then I saw her not too much longer after that. One of the things about Thunder, she's a skittish cat, but she also knows when the coast is clear pretty fast. So, and she was okay.
That's right. And then you started picking up pieces of the lighter.
Now, where were you?
I went out to my car and left.
Well, why didn't you stick around and let Phil know what happened?
I don't know. I just, you know, decided that probably...
Because it didn't happen that way?
Yes, it did, but not quite...
Oh, okay.
All right, Santos, what are you wasting our time for?
It did happen that way, but I didn't save the cat. I just went into a tight ball rule, but I was looking to...
Okay, so let's start all over again, shall we?
I'm just simply saying I tried to grab the cat, and then at the last minute, I pulled my hand away because I was trying to save myself.
So you were trying to save yourself.
Is there something wrong with that?
No, there's nothing wrong with that, but why'd you try to... What are you giving me a song and a dance for?
Because you guys busted me and asked me what happened to me.
Well, you could have said you were sticking around.
So you got into your truck and split.
What happened was...
Yeah, now all of a sudden you're starting to talk like you're Native American or something.
What?
Would you knock it off, bud?
He's going, what happened?
Hey, man, that's racist as hell, man.
No.
Yeah, it is.
Knock it off. Jay, you went into a ball... You rolled away from the explosion, and then you went into your truck.
Yeah, I went to my truck, and I got in my truck and looked, and I said the whole goddamn house was going to explode.
And this will mark the fifth or sixth live show or new show in a row where a man, a grown man, breaks down and blubbers and snivels like some grandmother. I'm Margaret Gray.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah, okay. Thanks a lot.
So you got scared and you split.
I didn't get scared. But my thinking was, in the training in law enforcement, is, first of all, save whatever life you can. I saw thunder.
Okay, but then you decided not to.
At the last second, I went, I can't save the cat and me, so I went into a ball.
Yeah, you went into a ball, you rolled against the wall, then you rolled down the stairs and rolled into your truck and left.
Jesus, that's what I get for coming on your program, Mr. Henry.
Well, isn't that what happened?
Yes, that's what happened.
All right, then admit it, man. Quit trying to be a hero. As far as I'm concerned, there were no heroes. I jumped out of that goddamn chair. The first thing I thought of was my own safety.
You weren't thinking about the safety of the general.
I didn't even see the general.
I wasn't that close. I was further away from it than Phil was. Phil had his back to the goddamn thing.
If you want the honest truth, me and Thunder were the two most exposed people in that room.
Oh, bullshit.
Oh, is that right, Jay?
Yes. Like I told you, I had to get into a ball and roll away. I'm asking you right now to let me hang up.
Okay, goodbye.
By the way, just one thing. I didn't want you to hang up because I want...
Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police with us, although Jay has to come back on.
Yeah, Jay, hold on. No, you got to come on with Herb Sewell. About the head. Yeah, about the head.
Is he going to stay there?
Yeah, you have to, because you agreed to.
We'll be right back.
So wait a minute. What did we resolve? So that was like a gunshot.
It was. It was almost like a damn gunshot, listening to that thing explode the way it did. And but all's well that ends well. It was a lighter. It was stupid of me. I lit the fire. I got the kindling going. I got all the bull crap going. And I laid the goddamn lighter down right next to the really, really hot surface. It was not in the fire, but it was right at the edge of the really hot bricks. And the goddamn thing just...
Did you find other pieces?
You said you found the actual wick?
Yeah, I found the wick itself, the ignition... piece, and then the body of the actual lighter. You saw me holding it up there on the camera. There were pieces, and the thing that I was worried about is that one of them like embedded itself in, you know, one of the cats or maybe one of you guys. But it's all good. We'll be right back. World famous Phil Hendry Show. Herb Sewell on these brand new animated heads that I got a brand new phone.
Yeah, Phil bought himself the 10X or whatever it is.
Now this is the big one, right?
I think so. This is the... Yeah, I asked the guy. I said, I want the most current version.
So Phil went out. How much... Well,
I'm not going to tell you how much it cost, but I got the most current iPhone. And with it came this emoji program where you can create faces that actually talk, you know. And I asked Herb Sewell, and Margaret, you did one.
Yes, and I'm forever embarrassed because I think it looks ridiculous.
I'm sorry. But I did these heads, and then I had Margaret and... See, Jay, you actually did one, and Herb Sewell did one, so we'll talk to them. Coming up here, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, back on this second day of January. It is 2019. It's a beautiful thing.
The world-famous Phil Hendry Show, brought to you by Adler's. Adler's Donuts and Overcoats. If you're not wearing one, you're eventually going to wear the other. Hi, Tim Adler. In 1961, when my father started Adler's Overcoats, we realized people needed something to eat, to sit and eat while the tailor worked on their overcoat. What better than a donut? So my dad brought in donuts along with all of the fabric and the tailoring utensils, and the next thing you know, we had people sitting there, sticking donuts in their faces and waiting for hours while our tailors got done on their overcoats. Today, Adler's Overcoats and Donuts dot the landscape. Most of them are closed down. Adler's Overcoats and Donuts. We have three locations in Southern California. Most of those are closed down, but the one that's open just closed. Adler's Overcoats and Donuts. If you're not wearing one, you'll be wearing the other.
Somewhere.
What kind of 2019 will you have? Will it be exciting? Will it be sexy? Marilyn Keegan tonight on Channel 19 with the 2019 report.
Channel 19. Don Berman. Marilyn Keegan. The Up With People report. Yes, Channel 19 in 2019. I'm 19. I wish.
And welcome back, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Herb Sewell has a big, big hit on our program. Herb, you wouldn't believe the amount of people that were excited about having you, about seeing you animated there, as Phil was talking about with those, what are they called, Phil?
They're like emojis.
Yes, I saw it, and Phil, you asked me to voice the voice track for one of those. But I can tell you that
you didn't like it.
I don't know. I'm still sorting it out.
Herb Sula is joining us from a undisclosed location because these are the terms of his parole. Herb was remanded into the custody of the state authorities to a forensic hospital for a variety of crimes, a lot of them really heinous and vicious, and we won't even get into it.
Thank you.
In any event, he does work now as a researcher for a variety of higher institutions of learning. Where that is, we won't tell you, and where he is right now, we won't tell you.
But it is a place where you obviously you can hear there's a lot of people. I'm doing research.
Okay.
Is it like in El Monte?
Dickman, you know what? I'm willing to go back inside.
Take it easy. Don't ask any questions, bud.
All right.
But what? Like, is it Pasadena?
Oh, these guys want $300 worth.
Would you guys just shut up?
Why don't you guys put a lid on it? Herb, it's Margaret. How are you?
I'm very fine, Margaret. Thank you.
All right. Just like myself, you have issues with these floating emoji heads. These are these talking heads that Phil was discussing here with the audience prior to getting you on the air and prior to getting on some of the other folks that that are with us now. What was your main complaint?
My main complaint, Phil, is quite simply that it was undignified.
Well, you're the guy that made the joke about, you know, I hope you don't get blown up and I hope you don't get blown.
It was a simple little joke, but I didn't know that it would be coming through a cartoon face that was going, hi, I'm Herb Sewell. You know, and suddenly a distinguished and, yes, you're right, I had committed crimes against nature. But other than that, a very distinguished member of the educational profession, and I'm sitting there, or I'm floating there, my head, this disembodied head, and I'm going, hello, everyone, and Happy New Year, and he-he-he-ha-ha-ha.
So you felt that I had lied to you?
No.
That's what you're saying. You're saying, I told you that I had this animated program on my new phone. Now, this is just like an animatronic emoji or something like that.
Something like that.
No, I know what it is because Phil did it to me, too. Margaret, the Bobby Dooley, the General, and you, Herb, and Jay Santos.
Now, is...
Dang it, Jay Santos back on. He wanted to go get a glass of water.
He wanted to go get a what?
A glass of water, bud?
Yeah.
He wanted to go get a... All right. Well, I'll be able to fill you in on some of the details. I was watching my own head. I saw this thing on Instagram. And then I also saw it on Facebook. You put it everywhere.
Of course. People want to hear from you.
Great, Phil. Let them hear from me, not a cartoon face, which is what you did.
All right, Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary. I'm very sorry. I wasn't trying to embarrass you. I thought you guys knew the whole deal, but I guess not. Jay Santos, Citizens Auxiliary Police, coming on the line with us.
Wait, knew the whole deal. I mean, this is not... You know, Phil, we're not talking here about... a blind date or something where suddenly I pull up and out comes a woman who I'm sure is charming but is as big as the house, and you look at me and you didn't know the deal?
What are you talking about, man?
What are you talking about?
Jay Santos.
Phil.
Now, hold on. Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Jay, I don't know whether there are times where you find yourself agreeing with the general or with Herb Sewell or not.
Oh, it's going to be one of those times where I do agree with Mr. Sewell. How you doing, sir? I'm very good, Jay. Thank you. Yes, because my reaction was the same one.
Now, Jay, you were just on crying about how nobody recognized that you went into a ball and rolled against a wall. Now you want us to believe what?
What? I'd like to hear it, Jay. What is it you're saying? What I'm saying is that I saw my head, and it was floating, and Mr. Henry took the recording that I had made in good faith. And he said, Jay, you're going to love it because I know how to make a cartoon face. And I thought it was going to be a regular Jay Santos cartoon. And it was going to be in preparation for Jay Santos, the Citizens Auxiliary Police cartoon. Okay, I might as well just tell you. So you thought this was some sort of a professional audition? Yes, sir, I did. All right. And so, like me, you thought it would be much more dignified. I thought it would be very dignified. I did not know it would be floating. And when I finally did see it, and I said, well, okay, you know, this is, I made a comment like, this is about the head. And then I went, what I mean is the animated head.
Now, let me get this straight. You saw your head floating around, but you thought it was going to be more dignified.
Yeah, I did. I thought you were going to put it on a body or something. I didn't know what. So I just went ahead and said what I said.
Here's what Jay said. I mean, we could play it.
Let's play that.
Everybody, this is Jay Sanos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This animated head that you're looking at is animated, and it's not me. And if that, obviously it's not me. There's more to me than a head that floats, and I'm probably making it sound worse. Anyway, this is a promotional tool, is all this is what the head is. By head, I mean the head that you see.
So there it is, Jay.
Yeah, and when I first saw it, I thought, okay.
Jay did his live.
All right, well, that tells me something, because I was not allowed to do mine live. Yeah, no, I did mine live, and I saw what the head was saying. You know, well, I didn't get to see what the head was saying. Mine was decidedly much less dignified than yours was, Jay. Yeah, but what I was trying to say is, when I said the head, I didn't mean...
Yes, we know, oral sex.
Well, Ms. Gray...
isn't that what it was?
Yes, it was, because I knew I was going to take some stuff at the substation from the subcommanders.
Hey, Jay, where do you work during the daytime, if you don't mind me asking?
I work for the Johnson Beverage Corporation. I told you, I work security at the Johnson Bottling Plant.
You do what?
I work security at the Johnson Bottling Plant.
The Johnson Bottling Plant. Okay, so, and you're getting stuff from the subcommanders.
That's where I consider to be my primary duty.
Yeah, but you don't get paid for being a...
It doesn't make any difference. God damn.
All right, so you're taking stuff at work. Shit.
I'm taking stuff, yeah, I'm taking stuff at work. I'm having a hold on for just a minute, will you?
Oh, here we go again.
Hold on. Transforming? Yeah? No, I don't care. I don't care. Huh? Glazed.
Oh, glazed. I love it. Donuts.
I'd like to jump in, Phil, if I could, because I don't have a whole lot of time to sit here and spank it, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
Oh, spank it.
That's correct, Margaret. Phil, I think you did me a disservice. I thought it would be much more dignified. I didn't know I'd be there with the big glasses and going, hi, and I'm Cartoon Man. I don't need that. Not at this point in my life. Not at this point in my ascension to maturation. And to me, to be made to look like some sort of a little iPhone monkey really hurts, Phil, I've got to tell you. It really does. And that was my point, Phil. I'm going, you know, and you could tell I was taken by surprise. I couldn't breathe.
All right, that's fine, and that's what, you know, that made it funny.
Oh, it made it funny. Then I go the head. Well, I mean...
All right, look at Jay. You're the one with the dirty mind.
How you figuring that?
Because when you said head, the first thing you thought of was, you know... Jay, I won't do it to you again, but thank you for contributing to the little emoji circus that we did this festive New Year's.
Are you going to remove it, or are you not going to remove it? Yes, that is my question, Phil. Will you be taking those down or not?
I will not, no. As part of our agreement with all of our guests, all of the material that you create on our show belongs to us.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Jesus. So, in other words, I got to call my order.
You got to call your lawyer.
My lawyer.
You can call your lawyer, but it's pretty ironclad.
Yeah, well, we'll see about that. I'll be calling up my lawyer.
Okay. Well, who's your lawyer?
Who's what?
Who is your lawyer?
I am at present time. I'm going to go.
All right. So you don't have one.
You don't have one? No, I don't have one right now. But I.
Jay Sanders of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Herb Sewell also with us here on the little animated heads that we did. And also on the exploding lighter, all's well that ends well. I'm certainly glad that Thunder's alive and well.
Yes, it's good to know that Phil can sit just a couple of feet, do everything wrong, violate every safety standard in the book, sit a couple of feet away from an exploding lighter, and walk away clean as a baby's ass.
Shit.
Yeah, clean as a baby's ass.
Sure. I'm so lucky.
Well, Phil, you're lucky... And what do they say? It's better to be lucky than dumb?
Huh? All right, man. It's good to have you guys with us again for our new show. It's a new year, a new me, a brand new me, a brand new you. Yeah.
It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
We'll see you all. Oh, God. Oh, girl, I love you. We'll see you all tomorrow. I lost my mind.